The University of Alaska's Institute of Social and Economic Research has just concluded a comprehensive study that looks beyond the usual factors that comprise Alaska's economy. The report is called Structural Analysis of the Alaska Economy: What Are the Drivers? The idea is to parse out the underlying factors of Alaska's monetary foundation. Professor Scott Goldsmith is the lead author of the work. He says although the oil industry represents one-third of the state economy and federal government spending is another third, there are other factors that are not as commonly known.
We did identify some sectors that also people don't think of that much. Retirees, which is a sector that's admittedly quite small, but it's growing very rapidly because we have a large baby boomer population in the state, and they're starting to retire, and they're more likely now to remain in Alaska after retirement than had been the case in the past. The other traditional natural resource industries, fishing, mining, and timber are more important on a regional basis. That is, they support the economies in some smaller places like Dillingham, Sitka, so on and so forth. But statewide, their importance is relatively small, and I think smaller than people realize.
Does it appear that our level of federal funding will probably stay the same? Is it expected to grow or decrease?
Federal spending grew very rapidly in the late 1990s and the first part of this decade. And then in about 2005, they hit a plateau. And since then, they've been fairly constant at about $9 billion a year, which is a lot of money for our state. I don't expect that they will drop precipitously in the coming years, but I do think that they will bounce around that plateau.
I know very little about economics, but it always seems that people speak in terms of diversification is good for long-term stability. How is the state doing in that respect as far as being diversified enough to maintain stability?
I think that it's been a challenge for the state to build a diversified economy away from oil and gas, and we haven't been nearly as successful as we would like to have been. We've spent a lot of money attempting to diversify that has not worked very well. We do have some diversification in the growth of the mining industry, the growth of the tourist industry, the growth of our retiree population, and the presence of the permanent fund, which through the permanent fund dividend provides a diversification to the economy. The challenge we face is that oil is just so much bigger than everything else that the growth in these other sectors has not been enough to really provide the kind of balance that we need moving forward.
Certainly, Alaska will not be totally unscathed by this economic crisis that's happening much more dramatically in the rest of the country. But what do you think how skinned up will our knees get in this whole shakedown with the economy?
It really depends on how long the recession lasts and how deep it is, because a number of factors originating outside will eventually have some impact in the state. The overall slowdown is bringing down prices for commodities, not only oil and gas, but also the other commodities that we sell, the fish and the minerals. And so that's going to have some impact, although we have benefited in the last couple of years from very high commodity prices. So some of that is just sort of returning to normal. The fact that there are that people think the economy is going in the tank causes people to be more conservative in their spending, and the more we hear bad news from around the rest of the country, the more that's likely to influence consumer behavior negatively here in the state.
Scott Goldsmith is an economist for ICER. A link to the report is on our website, aprn.org.